So how do we create tables? Well, what we're going to do this time is open up Management Studio. Now, I do most of my work in Visual Studio, and I recommend that you actually use Visual Studio when creating all the objects within Azure SQL Data Warehouse. But a very common question I get asked, and I get asked this from a lot of DBAs, is, hey, can I use Management Studio? So what I'm going to show you here is that I can actually connect up to Management Studio. I'm just typing in the password. And oops, which means I've got the password wrong. So let me put that in. So we're connecting to the instance that we just created in part. And as you can see here, here is the Equity database with no tables at all. Now, the thing to bear in mind is whilst there's things that you can do in SQL Server Management Studio, there's not full compatibility yet with Management Studio. But as I say, watch this space for any updates that are going along. So what I could do is right click the Equity database, do a new query, and that will create a new query, a file. And you'll notice that for Azure SQL Data Warehouse, there's certain settings that need to be set in order to be connected, but I'm only going to do it for this session only. So ordinarily, if I basically look at creating tables here, ordinarily I would run this script from within Visual Studio, but because I get a common question about could I do that kind of activity in Management Studio, what I'm going to do is paste that code in Management Studio. Basically, I've got three tables, yeah? The first table is called Business Hierarchies, and there's Book ID, Division, Cluster, Deskbook, Volker, Region. Think of that as just a hierarchical structure of information, breaking down data into hierarchies. Notice there's a clustered column store index on this, and I'm using the distribution of round robin. So if I highlight that code and execute the code, the command has completed successfully. We have the very familiar dates dimension table, you know, broken, it's variations of a date. And like the business hierarchies table here, we're using round robin with a custom column store index. If I execute that, this completes successfully. And then finally, we've got what is the equivalent of a fact table. Equity time series data with date, book ID, profit and loss, far lower. And we've got a custom column stored index with a hash of P&L. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to execute this query, and that command completes successfully. So if I refresh the tables here, we basically get the three tables that we've just created. Notice the tables with round robin have a little yellow diagonal stripe going across those table icons, whereas with hash, we kind of have that table split. So that's how you can view it visually. And like SQL Server Management Studio, you can right click and then select top 1000 rows. And this is really just to confirm that there is no data in those tables at the moment.